to you by Penguin.
Best Hex Ever by Nadia Elfasi. Read by Fern Marks and Owen Hall. Author's note. There are a few sensitive topics in this story, such as being cheated on in a past relationship, off page, loss of a family member, off page, growing up in a group home, and coming out to family members later in life, on page. I hope I have treated these topics with the care they deserve. Chapter 1. It was a crisp autumn day in the last week of October, the kind of day that makes you want to curl up with a good book and a steaming cup of hot chocolate. Golden leaves crunched underfoot, and early morning frost clung to Serendipity Cafe's bright purple awning. It was Dina's favourite time of the year. The insufferable heat of late September had finally passed, when the air in the tube felt thick and glue-like, forcing her to spend most of her days performing cooling spells on her armpits. There was always a change in the air when autumn came to London. For one thing, business at the cafe picked up, and right now, every customer wanted a croissant with their coffee order. Croissant magic was tricky at the best of times, but it was proving especially difficult during the morning coffee rush. Dina stared down at the mess of pastry and butter. No way was this salvageable. Pastry had never been Dina's forte. She tugged her mountain of curls into a bun and rolled up her sleeves. Dina had just pulled out a new jar of her magic butter blend, ready to begin again, when Robin, her barista, called out, "Dina, where did you put the chrysanthemum tea blend you made last week?" The croissants would have to wait. She went out to the front, rummaged through her collection of teas, and eventually lifted the tea of delicate dried blooms they were looking for onto the counter. Reluctant to return to the unfriendly croissants, Dina set about serving those who were just settling down at the tables and cosy armchairs of her cafe. There was something different about Serendipity Cafe, a certain spark in the air that no one could quite put their finger on. It was a place where good things happened. Customers who dropped in to buy themselves a cappuccino would accidentally trip over the umbrella of someone at the table beside theirs, and that person would turn out to be the love of their life. Dina loved how quickly the rumours about her cafe had spread, that if you bought a latte and a cookie on the way to a job interview, you'd get the job. She'd been particularly proud of that spell. It was one of her best. The special ingredient was a pinch of cinnamon and just a dash of calm. Like a hug with your loved one, or the feeling of kicking off your shoes after a long day. The trick to Dina's spells was that she put her own memories and emotions in them, and then the spell would take it from there, mimicking her feelings in the person who ate or drank whatever she had made. A confidence charm to help someone get a job didn't give them artificial confidence. It just gave them a little magical push to find that confidence in themselves. The spells didn't last forever, of course. No magic did. Even so, Dina had to make sure that she kept her magic secret. After all, she couldn't have all of London knowing she was a witch. As the city frosted over, customers would be flocking in through the doors, searching for comfort and a good cup of tea. A particular favourite was Dina's special chai blend, full of warming ginger, clove and nutmeg, and just a sprinkle of that feeling you get when you rub a cat's soft, warm belly. All around the city, coats were being pulled out of the backs of cupboards where they'd spent the year gathering dust and moth holes. Radiators groaned to life, and people began searching for that special someone they could snuggle up with once winter really settled in. Dina was far too preoccupied to even think about the start of cuffing season. She'd been on a couple of dates in the last year, one man and one woman, and only one of them had gone vaguely well. The guy had been a walking red flag, while Maggie, the insanely hot yoga teacher Dina had gone out with a few months ago, had been lovely, kind.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?